Here's Fibber McGee and Molly. For the American Armed Forces and their allies, Special Service presents the Fibber McGee and Molly Show with Billy Mills and his orchestra, the King's Men, Ransom Sherman, and Arthur Q. Bryan.
It's a wonderful and inspiring thing when a man and his wife can spend a quiet afternoon at home discussing the trend of the modern novel, current modes in impressionist art, post-war economics, and other such cultural topics. It's also fun just to sit and play gin rummy, like Fibber McGee and Molly.
I wish I could remember what happened with that ten of spades. Are you holding it?
I won't tell, dearie.
Hmm?
You knew what I was holding. Now, McGee, stop peeking through the discard.
Well, gee whiz, if a guy can't take a peek...
Down with four.
Down with four? Wow. You sure caught me with my fallen arches that time. Look at that, 87.
Minus four is 83. Well, that's game.
Wow.
And you now owe me $11,649.13.
Well, that's not so much, considering we've been playing every night since the game was invented. How much I owe you in cash?
$1.16.
Mm-hmm.
See, let's just play one more game.
Ah, for the love of Mike. Try and be peaceful with a game of cards and what happens? People run through here like Germans crossing the Dnieper.
Dearie, that's Dnieper.
Yeah, it might be Dnieper in the middle, but anyway, I don't...
Come in.
Hello, Mr. McGee.
Hello, McGee.
Hi, Doc, old sock. How's everything in the stick-out-your-tongue-and-say-ah racket?
Oh, you look tired, Doctor. Sit down and rest a few minutes.
Thank you, my dear. I am tired. Most of the younger doctors have gone into the service, and we old men have a lot more cases to handle.
Oh, you're not so old, Doc. I'll bet you're not a day over 85.
Oh. McGee, Dr. Gamble isn't more than 50.
Well, frankly, I feel right now as though I'd been the obstetrician in care of Methuselah's mother. Hey, look, folks, am I intruding?
Oh, not at all, Doc. Not at all, old kid. Not at all. We were just sitting around playing gin rummy. Care to take me on for a whirl? 10 cents a point?
No, thanks. I don't like the way you play.
Hmm?
You always manage to turn over at least five of your opponent's cards every time you deal. Just thought I'd stop in and rest a minute, Mrs. McGee.
You sure do look bush, Doc. You're as beat out as a World Series bunt.
Well, stop rubbing it. Stop rubbing it in, you little sadist. I know I'm tired, but I've still got more stamina in my left ear than you have in your whole pudgy little carcass.
Oh, yeah. Don't throw that pudgy business at me, Doctor. Why, you haven't seen your toes since you quit wearing pins in your knickers.
Now, McGee, stop arguing. Dr. Gamble isn't fat.
Oh, no. He can't even touch his necktie without bending his knees.
All right, McGee. I'm too weary to punch the bag with you today. Thanks for the hospitality, Mrs. McGee. I better run along home.
Oh, don't be in a hurry, Doctor.
Well, I'm not. In fact, I hate to go home. My house is in such a mess. Full of ants.
Full of ants? Gee whiz, Doc, why don't you do something? Well, here we go again. Another call for Alice Darling.
I'll get it, McGee. 79 Whistle Vista, Molly McGee speaking. Who? Dr. Gamble? Well, yes, he's right here. It's for you, Doctor. It's a man, and he's very excited.
Yeah, they always are. Probably got a severe hangnail. Hello? Yes. All right, I'll be right over. Have plenty of boiling water and clean linen. Yes, right away. Sorry, folks, I got to be going.
Oh.
I am about to be master of ceremonies at the world premiere of another little taxpayer. Good day.
Ah, good old Doc. Just the middleman between the bird with the big bill and the guy with the big sickle.
You know that poor man is almost worn out, McGee?
I'll see.
Did you see his eyes?
I'll see. He's got pouches under him that a kangaroo would be proud of.
You know what, McGee? I was just thinking. It might be neighborly of us if we... Well, heavenly days, he's been nice to us, and if the poor tired man needs his dishes washed and his kitchen cleaned up, I don't see why we can't...
Oh, no, you don't. Oh, no, you don't. Let him exterminate his own ants. He's a doctor, and if he don't know how to be sanitary...
But, McGee, we owe it to him.
Why do we?
Well, think of the things he's done for you.
Yeah, at $5 a thing.
Well, now, not necessarily. He got your thumb out of that bowling ball.
Yeah.
And he fixed your eye the time he stuck the turkey leg in it. He gave you emergency treatment the time you broke your arm, showing more tubes how you could take your vest off without removing your coat.
Yeah, but gee, where's that?
Yeah, and who scarred the town to find you a rubber donut the time you sat on the hornet at the Elks picnic?
Yeah, gee, where's that? That don't mean we got to barge into a guy's house and start exterminating stuff.
It does to me. Now get your hat and we'll walk right over.
Hello, Mrs. McGee. Hello, Mr. McGee.
Hi, Al.
Hello, Alice, dear.
Were there any phone calls for me?
Were there any phone calls for... Are you kidding? Why, it's getting so every time I pass the telephone these days, the receiver jumps up and down on the hook.
He crabs about it ringing all the time, Alice, but once it rings, Superman couldn't beat him to the phone. Give Alice her call, dearie.
Okay. Harold called. Wants you to go to the swing shifter's dance with him. Artie called. Wants you to go to the swing shifter's dance with him. Cliff called. Wanted to know, could you go to the swing shifter's dance with him? Gerald called up and wanted you to go to the swing shifter's dance with him. Eddie called.
What did he want?
He didn't say.
I think I'll go to the dance with Eddie.
Gee, ain't that just like a woman? Five guys call and ask you, do you want to go to the dance, so you got to go with a guy that don't ask you.
Oh, but Mr. McGee, I like Eddie because he's so masterful. Oh. The way I first met Eddie was at a dance, and I was dancing with a boy, and Eddie came up with a great big knife in his hand and said, may I cut in? Oh, Eddie's really rugged.
Are you going to work now, Alice? It's a little early, isn't it?
Yes, but I'm going to stop at the hospital and see Jerome. He's one of my boyfriends, and he had an accident on account of being too patriotic.
Too patriotic?
Yes. Jerome was riding in a convertible with a top down, and just as he drove under a viaduct, the car radio started playing the national anthem, and Jerome stood up.
Oh, dear. Did it knock him out?
Yes, but he climbed back in again. Then after I go to the hospital and see Jerome, I have to get to the factory early because the fellows and girls on my shift are putting on a musical comedy and I have to start rehearsing.
You mean rehearsing?
No, we haven't rehearsed at all yet. Oh, it's going to be a perfectly super production, my dears. It's a story about a girl who is simply mad about this great lover, and she tries to help him break out of prison.
Oh, what's the name of it, Alice?
Romeo and Joliet.
Look, Alice, if anybody wants us before you leave, tell them we're over at Doc Gamble's, will you?
I certainly will, Mr. McGee. I'll write a little note and leave it on the door telling everybody where you are.
Fine.
But when I leave the house, I'll tear it up so the burglars won't know there's nobody here. Goodbye.
She'll write a note and leave it on the door, but when she leaves, she'll tear it up. I don't get it. Come on, Molly, let's go.
We gotta go. Billy Mills and the Orchestra and How Sweet You Are.
are we going to get into Dr. Gamble's house when we get there, McGee?
The key's under the mat.
How do you know?
How do I know? Why, that's where practically everybody keeps the key.
Well, don't you think Dr. Gamble is too intelligent to use such an obvious hiding place?
That's just the point. He's so intelligent, he knows nobody'd ever think he'd do it, so he does it and fools them. But he don't fool me. I'm intelligent, too.
Well, here's your chance to prove it, dearie. This is Dr. Gamble's house.
Okay. There. There's the key under the mat. See?
You certainly figured that one out, McGee.
Betcha. Now, come on.
Oh, my, what an attractive house, McGee. Look at that beautiful grandfather's clock by the stairway there.
See any ants?
Not yet, but the kitchen is probably where they are. Let's look out there, huh? Mm-hmm.
Doc ain't such a bad housekeeper for a bachelor. Everything looks clean.
Yeah, but you know how men are. Careless with crumbs and things.
Mm-hmm.
See if there's any ants on the windowsill.
Okay, I'll take a gander. Here, give me a hand and I'll step up onto the sink. And...
All right. Better brace yourself on the china cabinet there.
Not a sign of ants here, Molly. Maybe they...
Let go of that cabinet, McGee. The shelf is loose.
Oh, that's okay. I only...
We've broken every piece of china in the cabinet.
Well, that's better than busting only half of it. I see an ant.
Where?
Right there. Oh, no, it's just a little crumb of toast or something.
Personally, I can't see anything in this light. Open the Venetian blind, dearie.
Okay. I think stuck.
Pull it harder.
Imagine that, I was pulling the wrong cord.
Can you get it back up?
Sure, nail just pulled loose is all. Hand me something to pound it back in with. That silver pitcher.
No, no, you'll scratch it all up.
So what? Silver pitcher's going to get scratched up sooner or later anyway. Thanks.
What'd you do now?
My hand slipped. Broke the window.
Well, then... Hand me the silver pitcher.
I can't. It fell out the window. Hey, give me a towel or something to stuff in this hole. Otherwise, Doc will have ants, bees, birds, butterflies, and homing pigeons in here. There we are.
Maybe this was all a mistake, McGee.
Huh?
Look, we've only been here 5 minutes and the place is a wreck.
Well, you can't make an omelet without busting a couple of eggs, I always say. Now, the first thing we got to do...
Hey, Pepper! Molly! Where are you?
Who's that?
Sounds like Mr. Wilcox. I'm in the kitchen, Mr. Wilcox.
How'd he know where we were?
Well, Alice probably... Oh, hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Hello, folks. Great galloping goldfish. Something explode in here?
No, we're just doing this as a favor to Doc Gamble, Jr.
As a favor?
Dr. Gamble said he had ants, Mr. Wilcox.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if he didn't, he will have when he sees this mess. What were you doing, chasing him on horseback?
Oh.
Hey, what are you doing, Fibber?
Who, me? Well, Doc's got the temperature set too low on this refrigerator. I'm adjusting. I think I just about got it now where it ought to be just about right.
Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, what a piece of junk that thing is. One little twist and the whole inside falls apart.
Well, excuse me, folks. I'm getting out of here.
Why, Mr. Wilcox?
Why? Doc Gamble is our family physician, that's why. If he knew I was connected with this house wrecking, I wouldn't dare call him for a case of hiccups. Goodbye. Here, here.
Sissy, scaredy cat.
Well, it does look pretty bad in here, McGee. Smashed china, hole in the window, blind torn down, and the refrigerator broken. Now, this is terrible.
No, I don't know. I think Doc will appreciate knowing how he got gypped on this house. I wonder how much he paid for this joint.
Well, I wouldn't know, dearie.
Hey, suppose I could tell by looking through his check stubs?
What?
They must be right in the desk.
McGee,
there.
You can't do that. People don't prowl through other people's private belongings like that.
Ah, that's just an old superstition. I always says that...
Somebody at the back door, McGee.
If it's a fellow with ragged clothes and a long white beard, that's our laundry man. He's been missing for a long time. Come in.
Hi, mister.
Well, I'll be a... Hi, sis. What do you want?
Nothing, I guess, mister. Uh-huh. I just thought I'd come over and see what you were doing. What you doing?
Well, sis, I'll tell
you. Well, Dr. Gamble's having trouble with Aunt's little girl, so we thought we'd come over and see what we could do.
Yeah, how did you know we were here?
Well, that girl told me. You know, the one that lives at your house?
Hmm?
Miss O'Brother.
Miss what?
Miss O'Brother. Anyway, that's what my daddy calls her.
Huh?
Every time he looks out the window and sees her go by, he says, "There she goes, O'Brother."
Well,
I see.
What does your mother say to that, baby?
Yeah, what does she think about all this?
Oh, she just laughs and laughs. She says my daddy's going through the dangerous age.
Oh, I see. When is a man's dangerous age, sis?
Well, Mama says it's between 14 and 100. In rare cases, 102. What you been doing in here, mister? Everything's all busted up.
Oh, a couple of minor accidents, sis. Now, you run along. We're going to be busy.
Okay, mister. Goodbye.
And so long, and don't take any wooden dolls.
Oh, I wouldn't, mister. Not after what happened to Edgar Bergen.
What happened to Bergen?
Well, he took a wooden doll once and hasn't been able to move his lips for 20 years.
King's Men sing Perry Botkin's new hit, Riding Herd on a Cloud.
He was a cowboy, a two-fisted hitter, and always ready for a ride. Now he's a-riding a different kind of critter. You ought to see him now. He's riding herd on a cloud tonight. And he's spurs and he's with his cattle and he's now in flight with a crew of hardy hustlers on the lookout for some rustlers that might be sneaking up on Uncle Sam. He's riding herd on a cloud tonight. Left his old ordinary kind of wife on a starry flight with a brand new iron of thunder. He's a-riding yonder, out-gunning with his partner, Uncle Sam. He was horse up the train for a course on how to saddle a plane and fly. Now he's in for the duration, kaya-yip and information.
Open another box of that ant poison, Molly. I got to sprinkle some more around the living room here.
Oh, heavenly days, McGee. That makes 7 boxes we've used up. And you got it cracked all over the house. Now, look at that carpet.
Well, the more there's around, the more ants it'll kill. Hey, help me move the piano up from the wall.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, push! What was that?
Music rack on the piano. Busted in 2 when I started hauling on it.
Oh.
Boy, Doc sure took a beating on these furnishings. I never saw anything so flimsy. Did you see that arm come off that love seat when I picked it up?
McGee, watch where you're sprinkling that powder. Remember, that's poison.
Well, that's all the powder there is anyway. Won't be an ant dare stick its head in here for the next 20 years.
Shall we put the furniture back where it belongs now, dearie?
No, leave it out. Let Doc see how much work we've been doing for him. Hey, these are good cigars he's got here. I'll take a handful on behalf of how he'll appreciate what we're doing for him.
I think I'll sit down and rest a minute, dearie.
You too. Hey, look. Well, slice me in 2 and call me Slim if that ain't a television set. Ever see one of these, Molly?
No, and leave it alone, McGee. We've done enough damage in here.
Oh, you can't hurt these things. Look, it's just like a radio, except it's got a screen up here that a picture's projected onto like a movie. See?
What's the screen made of?
Glass, I think. Yep, glass.
McGee, did you break that?
Yeah, but they're easy irreplaceable. As a matter of fact, he... Uh-oh, somebody at the door. Come in.
Hello, Molly, darling. Hello, Fibber, lad. Alice told me you'd be over here working, and I thought maybe I could help.
Oh, no, thank you, Uncle Dennis.
Hey, come here. We've got a tag sticking to your shirt front.
Oh, I have. Well, take it off, Molly McVernon.
Now, hold still. There.
Let me see that. Uh-huh. I thought so. Merry Christmas from Molly to Fibber. Now, look here, Uncle Dennis.
No, don't get excited, lad. I was only breaking it in for you. And look, I bought you a necktie to go with it now.
You give me that tie for my birthday.
Well, I bought it, didn't I? Goodness, lad.
Now, doggone it, Uncle. One of these
days. No, boys.
Well, now, scram along, will you? We'll be home very shortly.
Very well, Ed. And don't hurry home now, Molly, because I peeled the onions and they're cooking in the pot this very moment.
What onions?
The ones in the paper bag on the sideboard.
Hey, those weren't onions. Those were Molly's new tulip bulbs.
Tulip bulbs they were, huh?
Sure.
Faith, no, and I had one sliced raw on a sandwich and it wasn't bad at all. But then us Driscolls have always loved flowers. Goodbye now.
Well, McGee, it's getting late and we've got to get this house straightened up. Just take a look at it.
Sure is a mess, ain't it?
Mess is right. That green ant poison tracked all over the house. Furniture broken, the china smashed. The refrigerator out of kilter and heaven knows what.
Oh, well.
Now, come on out in the kitchen. We'll start to straighten out. Heavenly days, now what?
I tripped over the lamp cord. It's a good thing I didn't fall on that busted globe or Doc would have had a nice lawsuit on his hands. Leaving a lamp cord like I saw for people like that.
The lamp cord was under the rug, didn't
you? You know what I'm saying? Looks like Doc's got company. Hi, ladies. You want to see Doc Gamble?
Yeah, because he isn't here right now. Won't you sit down and wait?
What has been going on here?
Oh, look at this house, Clarice. It's a wreck.
That horrible green powder all over everything. And who are you, may I ask?
Oh, we're neighbors, sis, Mr. and Mrs. McGee. You see, when Doc said he hated to come home on account of his house being overrun with ants, we thought...
I beg your pardon, such insolence. Please go.
At once.
Oh, yeah? Well, now, wait a minute, girl.
Yes, who are you, if we may ask?
We are Dr. Gamble's aunts.
Dennis, he's ruined all my tulip bulbs.
Yeah. Well, I just called the drugstore and they haven't got any.
Any what?
Uncle poison.
McGee, please.
You're welcome. Good night.
Good night, all.